All right, fighters, good morning. What's going on? Hopefully you're up and you're ready to attack the damn day. Guys, we're all about implementation here. That's what we're about in the fight. All right, all the bullshit knowledge that you're consuming, all the videos and the podcasts like this and the articles that you read and everything, guys, if you just implemented the shit that you're already learning, you will absolutely have a game-changing life and business. And so that's what the 5 a.m. fight is all about, is to give you that daily kick in the keister to make sure that you're implementing, you're putting into place some of the best practices to help you grow your business. And today, guys, I want to make sure that if you already haven't done this, go to thecontractorfight.com/plan, and you can do one of two things. You can click a button and you could buy the Contractor Fight Fight Planner, which is a thick spiral bound, thick papered workbook for you, a daily attack plan to help you stay on track for a 90 day period. You could do that. Or the other thing, if you don't want to buy the damn thing, head to the same link, contractorfight.com/plan. And there's an option there to just download the daily sheet, just one of the daily sheets. And you could just duplicate that. You can make copies of it. You could do whatever the fuck you want, but either way, it'll help you. And it helps you get your head right personally. And it makes sure that you are focused on the right shit in your business as well, each and every day. Because guys, success comes when we do the things that we don't always feel like doing on a consistent basis. Success comes when we consistently do the things that are going to get us closer to our goals. And it's just one bite at a time. That's how I eat the fucking elephant. So today, speaking of productivity and getting shit done, I want to share, several years ago, I was made aware, I believe it was, there's an author, his name's James Clear, one of my favorite authors on habits and routines and things like that. And I believe this is where I first heard of what's called the Ivy Lee method. Ivy Lee was some productivity consultant way back in the day, and I believe it was a steel company that brought him in and said, hey, we want to be more productive. And he worked with their top managers, and over the course of a few months, their results skyrocketed in the company. They were way more productive, way more profitable, and it was amazing, amazing thing that this Ivy Lee guy helped this steel company with. And here's how it works. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of this Ivy Lee method and how it works. It's simply this. Take a few minutes at the end of each day and you write down the six most important things you want to accomplish the next day. And the reason you do this the night before, and you don't write too many more tasks, don't write any more tasks than that, but the reason you do it the night before is so your brain gets to work on this shit in your subconscious while you sleep. There's a lot of research done on this shit, and it works, guys. When you put, they always say, plan tomorrow today. That's so your brain works on this shit, so you can hit the ground running the next day and know what to do. And then what you do is you go through those six items or so, and I actually, we do three in the fight. I do three. I don't do six. I'll tell you why in a few minutes here. But you prioritize these things in order of impact and importance to your business. So, you know, number one, number two, and so on. And then when you get going in the morning, you concentrate only on number one and you work on that fucker until it's done. You don't move on to anything else. You mute your phone, you pause meetings, you don't schedule anything. This is total time to bang out that first task. And then the next task, you go right to number two and you keep that same thing. All right. Anything that you don't finish in the day, you move to the list for the next day. Okay. And this is all you do. You repeat this process each and every working day. And guys, I want to talk about why this works. Number one, it's simple. It's really fucking simple. And if you go to the fight planner thing, thecontractorfight.com/plan, you'll see that the right side of the page is kind of like this. Because we have three daily actions that are working towards to get you to a quarterly goal. And I'm going to give you an example of what it might look for you here in a minute. But guys, this works because it's simple. It causes you to say no to shit. Okay. And if you look at the most successful people in the world in anything, they say no to all the wrong shit. They say yes to the high impact stuff. And this also works because you're not multitasking. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm a good multitasker. Guys, it's fucking impossible to multitask. Your brain switches from task to task to task. Every time it switches to a new task, it's less efficient. So you want to hit that one nail in at a time. And guys, this compounds over time. The simplicity, the saying no, the not multitasking, the taking the time to prioritize the shit is truly the most important high impact stuff in your life, in your business. And so as a contractor, guys, like I said, plan tomorrow today. And I said earlier, I'd share an example here with you. I do three things because, listen, I know a lot of you guys listening work in the field. You're not in some controlled environment where you're in an office. Maybe you are. Maybe you have a whole team of 20, 30, 50 employees out there and you're more geared to do six things a day. And maybe that's what you're doing. But I also understand there's demands of the field and some things like that. And so I'm a three action guy a day. All right. This, you can apply this as a contract also because this helps you protect your time. Turn your phone off. Don't schedule appointments. Put this on your calendar. Start your day with this when your brain is at its maximum capacity for the day. And commit to being a finisher. Finish your fucking list. Okay? The day is a win or a loss on my planner here. I only circle if it was a win if I did all three of my actions. Otherwise, it's a loss and I circle the loss. So I'll give you an example here before we wrap up the fight today. Let's say your quarterly goals, maybe you're a hardwood flooring guy and you want to do in the next quarter, you want to do at the beginning of the quarter, you set a quarterly goal to do $150,000 worth of hardwood refinish jobs this quarter. Okay, I'm just picking something here. That's pretty specific, right? It's a target that you can either go, yeah, I hit the fucker or no, I didn't. And so if I'm going to write down three actions that are going to get me to that thing the night before that I'm going to do tomorrow, one might be, hey, I'm going to write a blog for my website on refinishing hardwood floors. And maybe that's an hour. And then I'm going to move on to the second thing would be something like maybe record a FAQ, frequently asked questions video for social media, and I'm going to post it. And that's 20 minutes. Or maybe it's a live from a job site and it's on a refinish job. Okay, it's all geared to that quarterly goal. And the third thing might be calling all dead hardwood refinish leads from the past 90 days. I'm going to go into my lead tracker, my CRM, whatever. I'm going to pull shit up. Who did I hear back from? Who told me no? Sometimes they tell you no and they don't do the job. Okay. And all three of these actions are geared towards that quarterly goal. Guys, imagine the fucking compound effect if you did this every single day in your business towards that one goal. So anyway, you guys rock. I got to get out of here. I appreciate you hanging out with me today. Get your free copy of that daily sheet at thecontractorfight.com/plan. You also have the option to pick up the full 90-day planner if you want. Either way, the thing that matters here the most, you guys, is that you fucking implement and you reach the goals that you have for your business. I'm out.